Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Spurs are building for next season and Mike Dean is back. It's Saturday, 2nd of July. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Oi, oi, everybody. It's Saturday.
It is.
How
it is.
About that?
You've opened the weekend up.
I have.
Let's go to a wedding.
Yeah, that is what I'm doing today.
That's actually what I'm doing today, actually. Yeah, we both go to the wedding.
Uh-huh. It's a different wedding.
Different wedding. You don't know that.
No, I don't, actually.
Well, I hope to see you soon.
Which county is your one in, Jim?
In London.
And yours, Peter?
London.
Bloody hell.
Whoa.
Well,
there can't be two weddings going
Which
on.
Which area? Mad. North, south, east or west, Jim?
West.
Peter.
It's north.
Oh, is it northwest? Are we on the border?
No, no.
How about that, everybody? Well, if you're there, let us know how Jim and Pete get on.
Yeah.
At the wedding.
Absolutely don't do that. My behaviour at weddings is strictly private.
You were perfectly well behaved at mine.
It's true. It's
we did
true.
Have to handcuff you to the chair. But you wore that lovely
oxblood
suit. Oxblood.
Oxblood.
Yeah, how many oxes did you have to kill to get that colour?
Thousands.
Yeah.
I've bought so many suits since your wedding, Marcus, to try and
you just
match
can't
how
get
good
there.
Jim looked.
Yeah.
He looked so good.
He did look so good. Well, Jim, hopefully you'll look great today. We're going to start in North London, though, not with the wedding Peter is attending. It's that man, Richarlison. He's off to Spurs by the looks of it.
A Brazilian wedding of sort.
The Brazilian Man, a wedding, a match made in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Yes, the Everton and Brazil forward is set for a medical there after they agreed a deal to sign him for what could reportedly rise to £60 million. Personal terms have been agreed, everybody. They have been agreed. This is like the wedding, really, Peter. Personal terms are agreed. but one of them's going to be in white. You know, it's all there. It's all to play for. What do we reckon? I mean, Spurs forward line obviously consists of that very, very dynamic and free-scoring front three of Kane, Son and Kulusevski. Kulusevski came in the January transfer window. I think he made his debut in February. Hit the ground running. Lucas Moura is still knocking around there, I believe.
That's amazing he's still kicking around.
I know. But Spurs strengthening in an area where they're already strong, Jim, sends a big fat message to you and your Arsenal buddies.
Well, I'm not sure that's why they've signed Richarlison. I think it's more for their own squad rather than to send us a message. But it does deepen them, doesn't it? And I think what's really significant about next season and what this is this has an eye on is the five substitutes rule. Because you might look at that and think, do they really need another player in that area? But I mean, it's a weird year, isn't it? You've got the World Cup coming up. Obviously, the Champions League push is going to be very important. It's a competition where, in the group stages of the Europa League and obviously the Conference League where they've come from, it's a chance to kind of, you know, essentially give younger players a chance and rotate your squad. You can't do that in the Champions League.
Ooh, no.
So you've got to be stronger. You've got to be deeper. I've acted pretty decisively on this. I think it's, if Richarlison was coming in as like your main man, I think it's quite an underwhelming signing. But I think for the position he's coming into, it works really, really well. It's going to give them depth.
And Spurs can be hapless every now and again, so they could get a bonk on the head and go off with a concussion and he could pop on the field, couldn't he? So,
yeah. That's how Conte would have
been in, I'm sure.
Well, since Richarlison signed for Everton...
I prefer to bonk him.
Since he signed for Everton in 2018-19, his minutes per non-penalty goals, if you will, we've worked it out, or somebody has, is worse than Chrissy Wood, Salman Rondon, and Danny Welbeck.
Well, that is interesting because he's always been a bit of a totem, throwing that big what do you call those things? Flares. Throwing the big flare into the crowd.
Yeah.
He's become a bit like Everton fans love Richarlison, and to a certain extent, probably not as much as he loves Spurs right now. He loves Everton, and I think we kind of knew he was going to be leaving that club at some point, but it leaves Everton with a whole heap of questions to answer, doesn't it, really?
They're in financial trouble, aren't they?
Still got to finish your penalties.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Well, you've got to, you know, is David Unsworth still at the club? I know he was. But yes, Richarlison, I know what you mean. I think you've summed it up there. If he was the main man, like if Kane had left and they brought in Richarlison, I know that's a ridiculous thing to say because it hasn't happened, but yes, it would be slightly underwhelming. However, to join that line, and that's the kind of price you pay. He's 25 years old. He's, you know, I think he's proved himself in the Premier League. I mean, goals haven't been great, as that would suggest. He was Everton's top scorer last season with just 10, but he does go in fits and spurts. But he's the type of player, a bit like Rafinha, say. Rafinha's being touted for Barcelona and others. But he's that type of player you think, you pick him up and you put him in a good side. He's going to excel.
Deliver more.
Okay, Andy Robertson, before he went to Liverpool, wasn't playing for anything great. You know, Virgil van Dijk was playing for Southampton. Yeah. You know, so these, you know, Sadio Mane, another one, was playing for Liverpool before he went to Bayern. You do have those kind of players, and I think Richarlison is that. I mean, 36 caps for Brazil, 14 goals. You know, not too shabby.
And it's not just about the goals either, is it?
His work rate is phenomenal.
Yes.
when he's in the mood. So I think that's certainly something you're looking for. And to be honest, just cover for fucking Son, who plays every game God sends. When he's in his busiest kind of periods, that's when he does his worst work, in my opinion. So I think if Son can kind of just take a couple of games off every now and again, don't worry, mate. You'll get the golden boot at the end of the season.
That's right.
If you really work hard.
Let him have a penalty or two.
Let him have a penalty.
Get it in a canter.
Exactly, yeah.
When do you do your best work? When you're busy or
when
you're...
I'm asleep.
Or a wedding, maybe.
Yeah, weddings. Weddings when I'm asleep. On the M25. In my Fiat.
You're good. But Kane and Son, they hardly miss matches. Kane certainly last season was, I think, the first couple, but then he was there. Son hardly misses a match. Kulusevski, since he signed, similar kind of record. I think he was rested for one game, but he looks like the type of player that
I really heard that as arrested. It's like, missed that.
I had Miss Matches as like the top striker for the women's Spurs team.
Well,
Miss Matches. She's really good at football.
But that's what Conte does. If you perform badly, he arrests you.
Yes.
And then he
prefers to kill you.
Indeed, but yeah. But you know, there is a whole system that he's got to respect, and there, you know, we don't have that sort of type of punishment in this country. And if you are then proved innocent, then you are released back onto the field. And clearly that's what happened. So they don't miss many games. But as you said, it's a demanding calendar next season for Spurs. You know, every game is going to be important. And would it be ridiculous to suggest that second or third place, they're thinking is definitely up for grabs?
Yeah.
Chelsea fans may disagree. Obviously, new owners and da-da-da-da-da. But I think Spurs could push for that third place.
Yeah.
And you never know. I think a title tilt is probably unlikely with Manchester City, who are just so machine-like when it comes to the league. Yeah, okay, Liverpool have lost Mane, but and they've played a lot of football, blah, 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 everybody does, but you would still, you would say the top two are the top two. Not, it's not ridiculous to think, well, hang on, see where you are at Christmas and see if somebody's dropped off or whatever. But Spurs have got to be thinking top three now rather than top four.
Well, I think it will be the same for all of the clubs aiming at the top four, though. They won't be, they'll be thinking about themselves. Do you know what I mean? Rather than looking at who they might displace or who they're going to be competing with. It's just about making your own squad as strong and competitive as possible. And Basuma's come in as well, and obviously Perisic. I mean, Spurs have done business quickly.
And they've done it well.
Yeah, and it's important this season in particular because it starts so soon to just get those players in before you go off on the pre-season tours and just so you've got a proper pre-season.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're absolutely going to be aiming at that.
But Conte's don't want to be pissing around on clinching Champions League fourth spot on the final day.
No.
That's not what he's about. And maybe not Richarlison either, but Richarlison does like a bit of shithousery.
He does.
And so do a number of those players that they're signing, you know. And I think Conte, we know what he's like and his temperament and so on. I think they're building quite the side there. And also Richarlison, something you said,
signed a bunch of pricks, is what you're saying.
Essentially, yeah. And I know you will often defend people if they refer to Spurs as pricks, Jim, so I'm sorry about that. But Richarlison, he can play wide or central, so give Harry a rest before the World Cup is all I'm saying.
I see.
You know, we want him to be fresh, Peter.
Yeah. I'm sort
for the big push in Qatar.
hasn't like Dele Alli got like appearance bonus?
He's
like,
left, he's gone.
I know, but chunky appearance bonus owed to Spurs.
Maybe.
So he could, like, could they not wipe that from the slate? That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
They might wipe that from the slate and just go with a slightly lower offer for Richarlison, because apparently if Richarlison goes,
I think it's already done, mate.
Over 40.
Yeah.
I think some of that money goes to Watford, I think.
Oh, right. They're
so
still involved.
If it's over 40 million, so they could take that outlay out down a little bit and put a bit of stock in the Dele Alli stock. So
is this like a Harrison Ford Star Wars merch deal?
It really is. You know? Yeah.
Alec Guinness, something else. Wasn't it?
Oh, was it Alec Guinness, was it? Okay.
Kevin Keegan had a good shirt deal back in the day. More
did
him later,
he?
Yeah. He said he was embarrassed the amount of money he made.
Yeah.
The only man in football who's embarrassed by making a shitload of money off shirts.
Yeah, yeah. The problem was it was in drachma and he didn't spend it at the time, and now it's worthless. But Everton, how are they going to respond after losing their top scorer? Frankie Lampard's got his work out with him. Well, I'll tell you how they are responding, ladies and gentlemen. They're in talks with Jesse Lingard.
Yeah. Don't go to West Ham, Jesse. It's what we all
have
want.
A good time.
Don't go to the Man United graveyard. No offence, Everton.
How can they not take offence to them?
Well,
but it is fair.
But it does. It's a well-trodden path that's
often been
underwhelming.
Phil Neville did okay when he went
did.
There.
Yeah, to be fair.
But
be
he does often buck trends.
Yes, he does.
He does.
I mean, Keane as well has been. All right, Donny van der Beek, slightly different, but still.
Go to West Ham. Yeah. I would be. To me, that Lampard, I see what he's doing there. They lost one of their key players. They need a bit of G-ing up. Right, let's get Jesse and the band over. But I'm not sure he can. I think that might be beyond old good vibes Lingard.
I think it's a good signing for them if they can put it off.
I think it's a very good signing, yeah. But I'd worry for Jesse.
What are you worried about? What happens in the
turning up and it not working out, and he doesn't play much football, becomes shit, and is not even considered for England and Qatar, despite the
he's got a long sports. Way to go to be considered.
He does, but he will have a little. A little thinking that, you know, you think, I'll fancy a bit of that. He's suddenly cockney all of a sudden, you know.
Suggests he should go to West Ham then, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What about the aforementioned Rafinha? It looks like Chelsea might be hijacking deals there. I mean, I know Barcelona are interested, but we'll have to wait and see that.
Well, the talk on that is that he's instructed his agent to basically ignore Chelsea and Arsenal because he really wants Barcelona.
Right.
So,
all right. You can't blame him, can you?
Yeah, so
I guess it'd be really interesting to see how that one plays out. He's so much fun, Rafinha.
I know. Ignore A and C, I want B.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's right. Bernd Leno looks like he's going to be leaving Arsenal, Jim.
Yep.
Are you sad about that?
Not really. He is a very good goalkeeper, but he's too good to be on the bench. So right. And we need to make some money from our squad.
Fulham and PSV are interested.
You'd love him at the cottage, wouldn't you?
I'd love everybody at the cottage. I'm very, very open to anybody. Yeah. Matt Turner from New England Revolution has signed to be Ramsdale's backup.
He has.
That's a bit of a shame because Ben Foster was touting himself on his own podcast to be Arsenal's number two.
Yeah, that'd be a lovely old job.
Lovely old job.
That's what he's looking for, isn't it?
A lovely old job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Watford blame him in his little GoPros.
That's right.
He
got a fine.
Pathetic.
The chairman fined him.
Absolutely pathetic. And I think Andy Brassel was talking about how stupid that decision was because it's just bollocks. It's just easy. It's easy PR. Mm. Idiots.
Absolutely.
And he seems nice.
I know. We like old Benny. See where he ends up the next season. Romelu Lukaku, speaking of Chelsea, he's gone to Inter. He's left Chelsea just on loan to Inter, of course.
Just alone.
Still a Chelsea player, technically. Which is the way Chelsea like to do it. He said he was in contact with Inter manager Simone Inzaghi all season, and it was like coming home. Learn from that interview.
Really?
Lukaku, you shouldn't have been in contact with him all season.
No.
You know?
Proper double agent stunt from Lukaku, isn't it? did not see this coming.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I thought he was a pretty stand-up guy, Jim. Did you see, though, that the Inter ultras, they instructed all Inter ultras not to give him a greeting at the airport?
Why?
He has to prove himself again after
leaving.
No. Right. He won the league. He was their best player, or one of their best players. He formed a great partnership with Martinez. And then he just buggered off, according to them. And they were very angry. And, of course, part of that interview, the infamous interview, which we talked about, obviously, was trying to appease the Inter fans and trying to basically say, sorry, I love you guys, if you'll have me.
Ultra culture is so needy, isn't it?
It really is. It's really pathetic.
Little lambs, aren't they?
We laugh at like Arsenal fan TV and things like that, and you know, for good reason. But this is far more pathetic.
Jim, I never thought I'd say this, but like, I'd rather Arsenal fan TV than that crap.
Exactly.
No one,
It's toxic masculinity in plain sight rather than the other side of the coin. He's just going, you need to prove yourself to me.
I'm not going to the airport for you.
Get your other boyfriend to do it.
Say that to their faces, mate.
I will.
All right.
We can't. We don't know who they are.
Yeah.
They've got scarves on.
Well, to be fair, Pete was in Milan recently. I assume that's what you were doing. You're all pathetic.
Was there anyone there to greet you at the airport? Yes.
A big mob of angry men.
What have you been saying about us, Pete?
But yeah, so he's going there. And Lukaku said recently, I didn't even leave my home when I went to England, which shows how happy I am to be back. Does that mean that he still...
Said, go fuck yourselves, Chelsea.
it's so disrespectful. I know, but when he says, I didn't even leave my home when I went to England, that suggests... Does he mean...
Commute.
Yeah, either he commutes from Milan, he didn't sell whatever he had in Milan, or when he was in England, he just stayed indoors all the time. I don't quite know.
With the loan deal, I presume I would love to get some decision or some information as to whether the money from the loaning company goes to the accounts of Chelsea before it reaches Lukaku's bank account? Or does it go direct? It would be sensible to go direct, but they need some guarantee that that's definitely getting paid. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know. I presumably...
Escrow. Does it go to escrow? Does maybe it go to Western Union?
I was about to say a club official goes to Western Union and just sort of sees what's going on. Yeah. I mean, it is madness. Obviously, Inter gave him the number 90 shirt, which people are saying is an absolute dig at the finances of this because
that has to be just somebody dropping the ball there because he just wanted the number 9 but he couldn't have the number 9. No,
well, that's one theory.
Or he's fearful of it.
That's the conspiracy theory, Peter. Right, whereas the real theory is after paying the £8 million loan fee, the £97.5 million, when it all works out, it roughly works out that Inter made £90 million from that sale. And he's wearing the number 90. So, I mean, again, I don't know. I don't know what to believe, everybody. I don't think the truth is out there even.
No, I like the idea. You inflated this market, so fuck you.
I mean, it is a remarkable piece of business from Inter, isn't it? Really?
It is. It really
selling
is.
Him for nearly £100 million and then...
A little one season out of him.
Well, even if they loan him for £15 million next season, and the season after, there's still quids in.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. Do Watford get any of this? I've no idea. It'd be odd if they did. But Lukaku, he's going there and he really wants this to work. And I think there's a lot of pressure on Lukaku, actually, from an Inter point of view, because of those ultras and whatnot. He really wants to prove this to be the right move. He's going there because he loved his time there. Mm. But it is odd because he probably would have stayed at Inter if it was any other club than Chelsea going for him.
Also, the situation was that Inter needed to sell someone, didn't they? They were
financial
trouble. So someone had to go and they were going to get the most for him. So
and I can't blame Inter for selling him for that amount of money.
I don't think he would have gone in an ideal world.
No, but he has. And of course, going to Chelsea, first couple of games looked pretty good. And everything, here we go. So in a weird sort of way, it was like a homecoming, of course, because he previously played there, as we all know. But his relationship with Thomas Tuchel went south fairly quickly. Apparently, the pair of them were chatting while watching a Spurs match. And Tuchel said, when Conte popped up on the screen, "Oh, look, there's your daddy."
I mean, unwelcome. And they did warn us about Tuchel.
I mean,
his man management.
Yeah.
But
only after a while.
Yeah.
The day where that flips over must be so jarring.
I know. But I mean, with Tuchel, obviously, he can be a bit of a fiery character and whatnot. But you have to say, since he's been Chelsea manager, he's been excellent. Mm. I mean, won the Champions League, for crying out loud. And then with all the sanctions and all the rest of it and that business going on, everyone said, certainly in a PR sense, he handled himself very, very well. I mean, they nearly did a cup double. I mean, it was only Liverpool on penalties in both finals that lost, and they finished third. I think that's a pretty decent season, especially given all the circumstances. And obviously the club have backed Tuchel over Lukaku, because if normally a club have signed a player for that amount of money, And they're not getting a tune out of him, whereas you think, well, actually, could they perhaps, if the tactics were different and the man management were different and so on, they might well have got rid of the manager. Chelsea have done it before. We shall see. We shall see. Gentlemen, if you will, talking of pressure and management, we go to Thomas Müller on how to handle pressure.
Ooh.
He's been opening up this weekend about his horse farm. He and his wife raise horses, of course.
Okay.
And they even sell horse sperm.
They do.
Mm.
Presumably to like breeders, not just like...
Yeah, it's not like a vending machine.
I don't know.
Little stall outside.
Well,
there's
little kind of honesty bars like outside the farm, yeah, where they sell like, they'll sell you like a cucumber or something.
I mean, you
should
like
not use the word cucumber. Okay. It could have literally been any vegetable, and I chose cucumber because I clearly had a horse's penis in my mind.
Yeah, indeed. Fine, an aubergine.
An aubergine.
I mean, you do like a strange online purchase, Peter. But I'm not accusing you of buying any.
What kind of horse sperm do they sell? Is it just kind of like primo big? Mm. Big boy horses or race horses or what's the horse deal, mate?
Probably a stud.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just
kinda, to make more horses.
I'm really guessing, to be quite frank.
Right.
Like I said, it's surely for breeders. It's not for recreational purposes.
Yeah.
Although I guess once they've sold it.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Exactly.
Well, Thomas said...
Dressage.
Yes.
He's going to dressage.
There we go.
Whoa. Thomas, steady. What?
Thomas said it's
sorry,
in...
Sorry, Bayern Munich star Thomas Müller has been accused of allowing horses in his care to perform unnatural sex acts by Peter. Issues arose after Müller announced that his horse, De Vie, sustained an injury ahead of breeding season, something which... So the horse ahead of breeding season had an injury that was preventable and unnecessary. So Thomas Müller, perhaps not the best horse man in the world.
Well, maybe not, Peter.
Maybe not. Gone to Peter.
Right, well, yeah. I'll tell you what, you can translate German into English.
I know,
I'm
right?
I'm very impressed with that. Well, Thomas said, it's enormous fun to watch the horses grow up. Well,
it is.
But we now understand what he means by that quote, dirty so-and-so.
Ticking off the days before are sexually mature enough to produce the white gold.
With their weird sort of 80s hair metal hairstyles.
The liquid gold. Well, the moments you have with them from birth, he says, are wonderful. The advantage is that they can't speak. Oh, really, Thomas?
It's got worse.
I mean, you know.
In a statement this week, Müller explained, unfortunately, we have bad news. Our horse will not be available in the next few months to produce whatever it needs to produce. Unfortunately, he slipped during a test attempt to prepare for breeding season and fell dramatically on his side.
What did he slip on?
Well, don't know. Do not know.
Have a guess.
I wouldn't like to speculate. Let's not have a speculation.
Okay, right, okay. Fair enough.
Fascinating.
The horse doesn't say to you in the evening, Thomas says, you did a shitty job today. Why did you miss the goal again? I mean,
who's saying that?
Thomas Müller.
Who's saying this to him?
The horse, apparently. Well, the horse isn't. That's the whole... I think that's why. I think question marks all over this, quite frankly.
I think more footballers should be strange men. I'm all for it.
Okay, fine. Absolutely fine. There we are. In other summer downtime news, everybody, Diego Simeone posted a picture of himself playing chess on holiday with his son Gio, who plays for Hellas Verona, on Twitter this week. Apparently got a load of stick for this, and has since deleted the tweet because he didn't have a king on the board, and the board was the wrong way around. I don't know what he's doing. The International Chess Federation offered them a crash course in chess when they returned to Madrid.
El Chiringuito played a sort of giant game of chess on their show. Because, I mean, the downtime is hitting even them, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the Father Luke's game.
I was about to say, like, he's playing the chess, he's enjoying his downtime, we're reporting on it, they're reporting on it.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hello, I am Sven-Göran Eriksson, and you are listening to the Football Ramble.
Certainly are, everybody. Certainly are.
It's Simmel.
It's time for emails.
If you've got something for us, showfootballramble.com.
Ooh. And Dom really does have something for us. The subject reads simply, Keggy Story.
And it's one we've not heard before. So get ready. Marcus is gone already.
We'd have them. We thought we'd have this before, but no, we haven't.
New ones, absolute gold at this point. Right. My colleague was at a corporate event with a great man recently, and discussion turned to the recent sale of Maradona's shirt for £7 million. Keggy suddenly became quiet at the mention of this and began to stare down at the table, not joining in the conversation as he had done all afternoon. Someone asked if he'd ever played against Maradona, and he mumbled a yes. After a bit of pushing, the story came out. He had played against a young Maradona and had actually swapped shirts with him afterwards. I found evidence of this, and he has indeed attached a picture of that happening. When the auction took place recently, Kevin got excited as he had the Maradona shirt framed in his house, and he started to think about what he would spend his £7 million on. KK got the shirt down from the wall. A crucial detail here is that the shirt had been framed with the front facing outwards as opposed to the back with the number on. You can see where this is going. Once out of the frame, he realised that the number on the back was not the famous number 10, but one of the substitutes' numbers. Keggy told the group he thinks someone must have swapped out the Maradona shirt while he was in the shower after the game. The shirt he has is pretty much worthless. Poor Keggy.
Thank you, Dom. Frankly, I don't care if that's true.
Oh,
cakes.
Oh, dear.
Wonder how much, you know, what other useless things there are in his house that he thinks are something else.
Because I'd imagine like a lot of footballers have shirts of they've swapped with players in rooms and framed. Has he gone, oh, I'm going to have to check everyone?
Absolutely. Do that.
Imagine that... some of them were just the front of the shirts. They'd been torn off. Oh, this could be anyone's.
Oh, poor hapless
king. He could have been even richer.
He's a very well off man.
Yeah,
and he should be. And
he should be. He should be. A fine player.
Well off man. Has barbecues every night in his lovely garden, doesn't he, as we know?
Yeah.
Imagine his house insurance. That's public liability. That's home and contents. Imagine how many more phones he gets through.
I don't think he'd get a quote from anybody.
No.
No chance. We're staying well away from that. You just have to take your chances. Oh, dear. Shout out to footballramble.com, everybody. Or tweet us at footballramble.
Oh.
Right. Back to business. Mike Dean is to become a dedicated... I just got all giddy there. He's to become a dedicated video assistant referee next season in the Premier League. He's the second after Lee Mason.
So he's just going to loom over everything, isn't he?
Yeah. Damn right he is. It's great. That's right. 54-year-old Dean hung up his whistle after 22 years at the end of the season, of course, but he's going to be the VAR man.
Can't
keep a good man down.
Yeah.
Or Mike Dean.
No. That's good news, I think.
I've always said Dean's a quality referee.
Ah, right.
But I also said Richarlison. I also said that Lukaku was going to be a success. But you're Chelsea, so I'll talk a little shit, don't I?
Steve Claridge, everyone.
Oh, Steve Claridge is like that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's one of your few impressions.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of mine?
Dean Windass. I can do Dean Windass. He talks like this.
That's not Dean Windass.
Dean Windass talks like that.
No, not
he does. He talks like that.
Jim,
it's like he's eating a cracker and his mouth's gone dry.
We've interviewed him. He didn't sound anything like
that. He does. Yeah. He talks like this.
Oh, okay. That's so you've gone a bit northern there. You suddenly remember.
Hello, I am Dean Windass.
You're right. I'm Dean Windass, mate.
He's got a clammy mouth. I've got a clammy mouth. Hello, I'm Dean Windass. There you go.
Here we are.
Beautiful.
That was the definitive one, everybody. Park that alongside Nick Hewer. Right, speaking of bollocks, everybody, apparently there's going to be automated refereeing at the World Cup in Qatar. Semi-automated offsides will feature.
Mm.
They've suddenly sprung this on us.
Yeah.
My goodness. Do you think that they have some sort of weird technology they're determined to use? Because, and people, if you don't remember this, this genuinely was being suggested. Because of the weather there, and everyone was worried that it was going to be scorching, obviously, hence they moved it. They were going to have those remote controlled clouds fly above stadiums to fucking stop the sun. I'm serious. They said that as well. That wasn't like us going, oh, well, you know, I know that sounds like us at the Ramble started that rumor. No, that was genuine.
There was also talk of a floating stadium, wasn't there?
A
stadium built on an artificial island. That was, I don't think that actually
that
happened.
That would be cooler, wouldn't it?
Yeah, at the end of it, just push it out to sea, let it fend for itself.
We'll send it off to the next country. It was over the World Cup. That would be very sustainable, wouldn't it? But yeah, no, so there was that. But apparently, there's a sensor in the middle of the board, which sends data 500 times a second to determine the exact kick point. Of all this sort of stuff. There's 12 cameras mounted to the roof of the stadium and 29 points on each player that will help determine their position. This is going to malfunction. It's going to be awful.
I don't think it's going to malfunction. It's going to be fine. If they're going to bring in tech, I don't have a problem with offsides because offsides are pretty binary when you think about it.
Yeah, the whole point is speeding it up, isn't it? So we have fewer decisions that take absolutely ages.
Well, it was trialled at last.
I'm Jim Windass and I endorse the VAR.
It was trialled at last year's Arab Cup and the Club World Cup, where it reduced time taken to decide on offsides from 70 to 25 seconds.
Well, have it then. Good. Quicker. System works.
Yeah, okay. What about the clouds?
I'm more into the clouds.
So what is it like? So what do they do? Like, is it cloud seeding? Because people seed clouds all the time, don't they?
Do they
sporting events.
Really? What are you talking about?
Baff a lot of chemicals into the sky. Chemtrails, baby. No. They spaff a load of chemicals into the sky. And they
spaff a load of chemicals into
the sky. Yeah, and I think
we're
make
back
it,
to Thomas Muller's horses,
and
aren't
they, we? And they make it rain. Sorry, I was preloading a TED Talk with Dean Windass to prove that my impression is excellent. I mean, who's giving Dean a TED Talk?
Doing a TED Talk?
Right, go on. And I think life's about opinions. Yes, I've certainly had ups and downs.
I've had ups and downs.
Where is this speech of nonsense?
I'm Jim Mendes. He sort of does talk, I don't know, but he's dressed like Al Murray, the pub landlord, doing a TED talk. Who's giving him a TED talk?
He really is. I thought that was Al Murray for a minute.
It's
there.
Good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, where were we?
Sorry,
Dean Wenders is shooting stuff up into the sky.
So, they seed clouds. They put chemicals in the sky. I think it makes it rain or something. And, you know, this is doable. They do that at a big sporting event and stuff, don't they?
Hang on. You say all that, and then don't they?
You can cloud seed, seeding clouds.
Yeah, right,
there you go, for rain, and it makes it rain. It's a weather modification technique that improves a cloud's ability to produce rain or snow by introducing tiny ice nuclei into certain types of sub-freezing clouds. So it basically, it just makes you go...
Okay, so that explains that bit. What about the remote-controlled bit?
Oh, I don't know what a remote control... I mean, a remote control thing to plane to administer the chemicals?
I don't know. Try and sort of like put the cloud in a big bag, like a big net, and like pull it over the stadium.
Shape it into like a sponsor's logo.
I don't know, Jim. Speaking of sponsors, though, the Men's Champions League is set to be broadcast on BBC TV from 2024-2025 on a highlight show on Wednesdays. In those European match weeks. How about that?
Not really a sponsor, but...
No, true enough. BBC don't do that. But I was more thinking of like Amazon and BT. But again, not a sponsor. It's more broadcaster, isn't it?
Still, can't all work, can they? They can't all be slick.
No matter what happens, Jermaine Jenas will be involved.
He will be. He'll be involved in all of it. this is just in time, of course, to see the tournament expand to 36 teams where they play in a single table against different opponents, which promises to be crap. Probably why they've chucked the BBC a bone, God bless them. Amazon is close to getting some live games too, apparently. BT will still be involved, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, those who have subscribed.
I think Amazon get the top picks, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, so they're going to... A lot of the games featuring the English clubs will be on Amazon. It's good. Champions League match of the day. It's going to be great, right?
I'm pleased about that because the BBC is free to air.
Yes.
Yeah, the government haven't messed that one up yet, although they're trying. Whereas when it's kind of like, oh, it'll be on Amazon, it's just like... Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be under the match of the day kind of umbrella, or is it going to have its own music? Is it going to...
Oh, it's not going to have the match of the day theme tune. Come on.
Reckon?
That would be,
that'd be it's, just... ma- it's the match of the day. They do it on. They do it 2 days at the weekend, don't they?
No, but they don't
they
have
do
the
it
same
for cup competitions. It's you know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I imagine they will.
Maybe on a kind of like a sort of a French kind of organy kind of sound for maybe, of a European flavour. Or
we're off to Benfica, then Inter, then
Galatasaray. I don't know why I picked them. I just assumed they would be involved. Gentlemen, I'd like to finish the show by going to Wigan Athletic.
Okay.
What a way to finish. What a place to finish in. Wigan are seeking applicants to fill the position of mascot. The mascot is called Krusty. And as a big pie. the ad says, are you a bubbly, enthusiastic and fun individual?
See, I like how that starts off being vaguely related to pies. It just gives up.
Jim, if anyone said yes to that, would you think that they perhaps were your type of person?
Well, I like bubbly, enthusiastic, fun individuals. Look at the Perrier.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Well, like you're talking about a pint. Yeah.
Well, if yes is your answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen, then as we can say, we have an opportunity for you. Krusty the Pie is our mascot. Proactively engaging with supporters and making people smile with positive energy and passion.
See, that sounds like he walks around the town, like dressed as the pie, engaging with fans.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think that all mascots should do that in the local areas, actually.
Well,
they should be like your MP. You can go to them with problems.
I mean, let's be honest, Jim, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But yes, benefits...
Gunnosaurus is having surgery right now.
Benefits include free on-site parking and club shop discount.
What do you mean?
I mean, a few freebies for the mascot, surely. And it'll only be 10%.
Right.
Free on-site parking. That's not a benefit.
I know.
You can't carry that big mascot costume unless it's left there. I don't know.
That discount should be at least like 50%. I think give 75%. Surely the mascot gets a free wig and top.
Yeah. Doesn't have to pay to park at work. It's not a perk.
I don't
the absence the home of a fee.
It's the home of Hacker T-Dog.
Discount on match tickets. I'm already there, you nobbins.
Where do you apply? We can get hundreds of people to apply for this.
I think we should. Well, only if they are bubbly, enthusiastic and fun individuals.
Mm.
But yes, you do, but you are going to have to proactively engage with supporters. So you can't just sort of play it all cool, you know, because pies often do that, don't they?
Cooling on the shelf.
Oh, there's another crusty pie playing it cool.
I didn't realise that, I spoke about this in a couple of other podcasts, so I'll repeat it here. In Japan, obviously, mascots are huge. Every prefecture, every business, every fucking mobile phone company has about 10 different mascots. Mm. And it's big business out there. It's a real needle pusher for a lot of... Needle mover.
I get what you mean.
For a lot of companies. And they love mascots. And I didn't realise that agencies will create mascots and create entire uniforms and costumes for these mascots and basically turn up at companies lobbying to be the mascot. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Wow. So they make these mental mascots and then they dress these people up as the mascots and turn up in the companies and go, eh?
How have you not got involved
in
that?
This? I know, just kind of lobbying to be a mascot.
I would love that. Imagine just a rhino turns up one day. Yes. At the studio.
John, more of this?
Do you want me to be I can just knock about if you like.
Some more of this?
My goodness, yeah. Well, yeah. I think that should be a trend that starts here. But anyway, if you are in the Wigan area or you're willing to travel to Wigan, get involved. All bubbly, enthusiastic, fun individuals, and let us know how you get on. Lovely. I think that's a great place to finish on, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. We will be back soon enough, everybody, in our crazy summer schedule. Hope you're enjoying those sunshines. Thank you very much, Jim Campbell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson. Thank you, everybody. See you soon. You too, Thomas.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around the duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.